I'm Jen, your resident girl mom.
And I'm Julie, your resident boy mom.
We are moms with busy families and careers. Sometimes our lives get chaotic and crazy. We are lucky to have each other to lean on, laugh with, cry with, and sympathize with.
Join us each week as we talk about being moms and raising kids in the Treasure Valley, Idaho.
Welcome to episode 10, our final episode of season one. We made it an entire season, so we are just happy about that. However,
we did record this episode a year ago. And when you hear the episode, it says in the very beginning that this is actually episode two. We recorded this as our second episode and had intended to release it before the summertime. Because the episode was all about what we were going to do over the summer, we had opted not to release it. And now we've decided to make it our episode 10 because it's really good and it's almost time for us to be back into summer. So you can hear what we did last summer. And I think we did accomplish all the things that we set out to do.
I'm pretty sure we did, but because we recorded it so long ago, I can't really remember everything we talked about. But that was part of the learning lesson of learning where we saved our audio files, because we definitely lost a few.
We lost them, re-recorded them, lost them again, re-recorded them again. And I should admit that it really was me who lost them, not Jen.
However, I'm not techie at all, so I could be more helpful.
And I did find some of them, and there is one that I swear I found, and then we lost it again.
We lost it again. But we definitely need to re-record that episode because it was one of my favorites.
Yeah, after three times, I think we probably got it right, too.
True. So regardless, we hope you enjoy this episode. We hope you've enjoyed season one, and you come back for season two. Here we go. I'm Jennifer, your girl mom. A mom who likes to think she's got it mostly all together.
And I am Julie, your boy mom. And I do not even pretend like I'm close to having it all together. I think I used to pretend. I used to think I had it together. The older I've gotten, the more I realize I'm a hot mess.
That's okay, though. That's okay. You're accomplished. You get a lot done.
Yes. I wake up early and I go to bed late. That's how I do that.
Everybody always asks me, how do you get so much done? Honestly, you just don't sleep.
Or
that's what it is.
I feel really chaotic a lot of the times too. We talked about this yesterday, that when I plan my day, I know how long everything takes me to do. I do not account for it might take me longer. So most of the time that works out. Sometimes that doesn't work out. So I think that the calendar part makes me look really crazy. My calendar is organized.
Oh, my calendar's great. Color-coded by kid, husband, work.
Do you have on your calendar, or do you have on like your to-do list, update your calendar?
Yes, that's a total to-do list item.
Okay, mine too. Like at least twice a week, I have update calendar as my first thing to do in the morning.
I actually have a stack sitting on my desk right now with my daughter's upcoming cheer schedule that I need to implement mm-hmm. into the calendar. My husband just handed me his travel schedule.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the upcoming cheer calendar. Where did you get that? Because our kids are both in cheer.
I got an email from her coach.
Oh, okay. Our coach isn't that updated. Okay. So, all right. I'm not behind.
Okay,
good to know.
Yeah, I know we got to be in Utah at some point this year.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. So kids cheer schedule, Kurt's travel schedule for the next 90 days. So yeah, I've got some things to update this week.
So we were thinking about talking about how our summer plans are coming. How are your summer plans coming? We're into maybe 3 weeks of summer. Is that right?
Yeah, I think this will be the third week, right?
So we should be planned, right? If you're a good mom.
Well, let's see. I do have a crazy 3-week trip planned. So I'm officially trying to figure out how to pack in one suitcase for three different type of trips. So we're going to go down to the river to my parents' house.
And that's in California, right?
It's in California and the California-Arizona border. So we'll wakeboard, water ski, do all the things. Then from there, we're going to drive to Phoenix. I'm going to fly to New Orleans. My aunt has arranged this really cool, I think it's actually going to be super enjoyable, a family history trip. So my family immigrated from Italy to New Orleans, long story, but that's where they ended up. And there's only a few relatives left living. So she's been wanting to do this. My grandfather's already passed away along with his siblings. And so it's kind of like now or never. We're just going to make it work. Now, yes, we are going to New Orleans in the middle of July, or I don't know how far that is. It's going to be really
hot and
humid. That's
going to be really hot and humid. Okay, so I'm listening to this thinking this really differentiates us, because if my family did a family history trip, we would be going to the backwoods and the back hills of Kentucky and like the Carolinas. I'm pretty sure my family are mountain people. That's really funny. And we've done the ancestry. They've been here a long time and I do know where they're from, but they're hillbillies.
Well, yeah, I mean, so a lot of them, his youngest brother stayed in New Orleans, but my grandfather actually ended up in Southern California with the military. So he joined the Marines and then got out at Camp Pendleton and never left. Met my grandmother, married her 2 weeks later.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Crazy.
Do not take that advice, kids.
I mean, they were great, obviously married up until the day he passed, but she said she just thought he was cute and he said, do you want to get married? And they drove to Yuma, Arizona, because she was only 17. And in Yuma, you could get married at 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So crazy. So, yeah. So we're going to do this family history trip. And then I'm going to fly from there to Vegas to pick up my younger daughter. And then
she's not like dancing in Vegas, is she?
No, that's just where we thought was a good meeting point, because she's staying behind with my dad and he's going to come pick my mom and my aunt. My other aunt lives in Southern Utah. See, this complicated trip. And then a few hours after I land, grab my daughter, we're going to get back on a plane and fly to Spokane, Washington, so my daughter can play a softball tournament in Coeur d'Alene, my older daughter, who will be with my husband. So there's a lot of moving pieces in this next 3 weeks.
We need like a diagram to show exactly where everybody's going to be. I don't even know what would there be a timeline with a diagram to show exactly who goes where.
It's crazy. Like, I mean, there was part of me that wanted to say, I just can't make it. And there was supposed to be a wedding in there, which I still need to make a phone call. But my daughter got the softball tournament. And
well, you know, and I'm listening to you talk about this and I'm thinking how many of us are doing the same thing. So you're kind of describing all of this craziness. I had a similar experience planning my son's daycare for the summer. So we decided, you know, I have to work and he needed to go to daycare and he asked to go to the Y. He loves daycare at the Y. And so we go to the West Boise Y, which I love a lot. And I did not know this, so here's a mom tip for you. If you're interested in daycare at the Y, you register as soon as that puppy opens up. So I guess, like, I forget which date it was. I went on that date to register him at 10 a.m. I guess I needed to be on there at 8 a.m. because by 10 a.m., the super summer camp that is all day long was booked, except for maybe like 3 weeks. And so I was like, well, shoot, I guess we're going to do our alternate plan that we had done previous years, but he really wanted to do the Y. And so I looked at it and I noticed they had all these half day and full day camps that you could do. They weren't consecutive. They weren't every week. You couldn't just like register for one thing. So I registered him for a morning camp and an afternoon camp every week for the entire summer. And they're all different. And I have this whole like spreadsheet of which camp, actually it's on my calendar. It says which camp he's going to be at and which one is the AM one and which one is the PM one. And I had to verify that he could go from one camp to the next all by himself. But it was very complicated. And then he keeps asking me, well, which camp am I going to this week, Mom? I'm like, I don't know. I got to pull up my calendar, because it was very complicated. And as I was registering for it too, I was like, okay, did I already get that week? Did I already have that AM or that PM? And then I had to go back through and make sure I had every AM and PM covered for the whole summer and then account for vacations and all of that. And that was just for daycare.
I know. It's craziness. I remember those days. I remember there was a camp my daughter wanted to be in. It was Iron Chef Kids. And I told the other mom, oh, yeah, I'm going to sign her up for that. And she said, you better be on the website at 7:55 a.m. hitting refresh, because at 8 a.m. they go live and they all book up.
Well, I'd be really curious to know if that is a new phenomena here in Idaho. Could you, in previous years before the population started growing, could you book really anytime, you know, you were ready? I know we were in Southern California, and when my older kids were younger, and there was a camp called Dirt Camp. And Dirt Camp was like the favorite camp of every kid. And there it was called Dirt Camp for a reason. And girls and boys went, but they came home covered head to toe in mud, like I hosed them off in the backyard. Anyway, But if you wanted to register for Dirt Camp, you had to be on the website like right when it opened up, because we didn't live in the city that it was hosted in. So all the city residents had already had their city resident registration. So all the rest of the, there weren't that many spots left. And so you would have to get on there. And then like the story times at the library. But I thought that was like, you know, a crazy California thing. So when I came to Idaho, it didn't even occur to me that that could happen.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. It could be a population issue because obviously I was in Southern California when my kids were the ages for camp. But
and yeah, we're not sponsored by the Y, but I have to say, very, very pleased with the Y camp this year. My son does love it.
We liked the Y in California, too. I do feel like that is an organization. They really work to put on good, solid summer camps for kids. I think that's where my daughter did the cooking camp and swim camp
and all the things. Don't think he could just walk away, but I will tell you, even though they've seen me every day and I'm certain they know who I am, they ask me for my ID and they look at it every single day. So that is impressive to me. But that does make me remember, I have to remind anybody who shows up to pick them up besides me, make sure you bring your ID.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that was one thing relocating to Idaho. I remember, I don't know, I thought at first like, oh, it's a little lax. I kind of just walked right on the school campus. Mm-hmm. But I do like the middle school. You ring a buzzer, they look at your face, mm-hmm. your ID pops up. So I'm getting more comfortable. And I think a lot of schools have had to kind of go to that format.
Right. And I think just in general, I think what we may see as lax is that they're not portraying, they're stressed out, let me see your ID. But they're really conscientious and paying better attention than they maybe appear to be, which I do appreciate.
Yeah, so, totally.
But I've been really happy with that. So our summer plans are really kind of chaotic because I work and I've got the daycare to deal with. My son and I always have to pick which son, and I have to think about it because there's four of them. So my second oldest son just graduated from high school, and we have a trip to Europe planned. And we have had this trip planned for 2 years, but because of COVID, we had to cancel. And it was through a school tour through his high school. But it wasn't meant to be a senior trip, but it is now.
That's what I was just going to ask. I'm like, okay, is this something I need to start saving for? Do I need to take my kids on a senior trip? And how did you decide if it was you or your husband?
I didn't ask.
I think you and I are kind of like that. We just plan and do and then let the husbands know what's going on.
And this is the second trip I've done with him. So both of my two older kids have done school trips. So my older son, when he was in high school, I think in 10th grade, he went to Costa Rica with his class. They did so many things. It was a really great independent activity. He loved it. I love seeing the memories from the pictures that he went on from that trip. And then that same year, or maybe it was the next year, my second son had an opportunity to go on a school trip to Washington, D.C. He was in 8th grade. And so I went on him with that trip, and I really enjoyed, he and I enjoyed that time together. And then when this trip came up as an opportunity for him in high school, it was actually supposed to be to Japan, and then that ended up getting canceled altogether, and we moved to Europe. But I had said to him, what do you think about me going on the trip with you? And because I wanted to go to Japan. And he was really excited for me to go with him. So I think he enjoyed that 8th grade trip together. Now, my 12-year-old keeps asking, am I going to get to go to Washington, D.C. in 8th grade? Because his brother got to go. Oh. We had such a great time. But he wants to take his dad.
Uh-oh. See, that's the thing. I don't think I've ever really had to fight to go on trips. So my daughter had a San Francisco trip. We did. Why am I drawing a blank? The big jail.
Oh, Alcatraz?
Yeah, we did Alcatraz. We rode the train. We did Ghirardelli's. We did all the things, the Jelly Belly Factory.
But that is my favorite.
But when when I described the trip to my husband, he almost kind of looked at me like, you're taking her, right? Now, I will tell you, it was a really long bus ride. And if you know California traffic, and her and I did bow out at the end of the trip and we flew home. With like three other moms. Oh my gosh, the bus ride was just awful.
You rode a bus?
10 hours from southern to what? That's not even northern. What is that, like mid?
Central California. Don't call it Central California. They're super offended if you do. Sorry, to Northern California.
Well, the Bay Area. So we took a bus from San Diego to the Bay Area. It was just a miserable bus ride. I just remember the toilet started leaking. So as we were going down the hill, everything was rolling downhill in the bus and back. And I just, even my daughter was like, Mom, that's really making me sick. I go, you know what? Me too.
Oh, good thing my
dad
goodness.
Travels a lot. We are going to call him, get some miles, and fly home. And that's what we did with two other moms.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I didn't even, first of all, good for you, because I would not even thought of that as an option. And I would have been disappointed when I found out it could have been. And then I stayed on the bus.
Now, there was a mom that said, when you were all booking flights, did you think maybe we should tell the moms around us? We used miles. I think, though, the other mom said it was like $39 one ways on Southwest. And that was so worth it. I remember getting to that Sacramento airport. Oh, that's what we did. We went from San Francisco to Sacramento. Oh, because we went to the state capitol, too. I'm kind of like the trip is coming back to me now.
That's a pretty big trip on a bus.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So the trips that I've done with my son are not like that at all. The one to Washington, D.C., we flew. And then we did have a bus tour, but we had an amazing tour guide. And when Alex went to Costa Rica, I do think that it was kind of a similar thing. They had a bus and they had travel in between. Now, I'm a little nervous about this trip to Europe because it's 1 week and we're going to four countries.
Wow.
I know.
So where are you guys going and how are you going to pull that off in a week?
Well, I'm not in charge of the tour. It's a tour company, and I don't know the name of the tour company. We've used a couple of different ones. We start in Czech Republic, then we go to Vienna, and then we go to Ljubljana in Slovenia, and then we go to Venice. What is the only place I've ever been to? I've been to Ljubljana, Slovenia before.
Okay, that's random.
I know. We have a vendor there for one of our businesses. But I looked at the itinerary, like 3 of the days is travel on a train. So I am going to get to see all of Europe that I haven't been to. So I haven't been to many of these countries in Europe. So.
Okay, but the trains in Europe are so fast. So actually 5 years ago, the memory just popped up on my Facebook today. We took my husband's company, it's headquartered in Amsterdam. So we took the kids. I don't know what I was thinking, taking a 5 and a 7-year-old, but they did really well. And just on a whim, he said, we ought to take the train to Paris. And we did. And I mean, that train ride from Amsterdam to Paris is quick. It was so worth it. I mean, the kids talk about it like they remember it. But I will say, I'm so glad we did it. It was pretty. And again,
I think from Prague to Vienna, I know that's relatively quick. I do know the distances there. I think from Vienna to Slovenia, though, or to Ljubljana in Slovenia, is quite a distance. But then I'm thinking, I think we're going to go through a lot of countries I've never been through before.
Yeah, so that might look really cool.
Yeah, I think that'll be really cool. And then to Venice, I've just heard Venice is very beautiful. But so we're doing this trip, and schools offer trips. I think all of the schools in West Ada at least do. I don't know about Boise or the other school districts. They offer these tour trips, and you can go as just a student. And they have chaperones, and the teachers really do monitor pretty well. And then parents can go. I opted for the single room. I wasn't sharing with anybody on this trip.
You did that same thing on our San Francisco Sacramento trip.
No, I did not do that when we went to Washington, D.C., but the roommate I had, I enjoyed spending time with her. So that I think I could go either way. I'm a pretty easygoing roommate. But on this trip, I thought I don't know any of these parents. It's not like in 8th grade where I still knew all of the elementary parents. This one, I didn't know anything.
Oh my gosh, my friends would tell you, or even my colleagues, you know, I do a couple work trips a year and I'm always the one, nope, don't need a roommate. I stay by myself. I don't know. There's just something about when you're doing something all day, whether it's a work trip or...
I would want to save the money. I wouldn't want to spend that extra money to have my own room. Where now, okay, so I'll own it. I'm almost 50. I'm a few years away, but I'm close enough that I can say that I'm close. And I want my alone time. I want to like myself and be by myself.
Yeah, and I don't consider myself a total introvert. In a lot of ways, I'm an extrovert, but I'm also one of those people when I'm around a lot of people or at an event or whatever it is, I need to then go back and have quiet time.
Same. And I really enjoy being around people, and I wouldn't call myself an introvert, but the fact that I recharge by being alone, I guess, defines me as one. But I enjoy going to social events and I enjoy being around people, and I don't want to just cancel all the time or anything like that. So I think that's called what? An ambivert? Ambivert?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know if that's a real thing. So I don't know if these are like real things that are we're self-diagnosing or
what. It could be. So that's what you're doing with your middle. Well, one of your middles. Yeah. I was going to say your second oldest.
Yes,
I'm like, how do you do that when you have four kids? I'm like, my oldest or youngest? But for you, it's you like, really got to think about which one is this in mine. So what are the two youngers doing? Anything fun? You guys took a trip.
Yes,
recently.
We did go. We went to Colorado already. And then we will go visit my parents in Michigan later this summer.
Driving or flying?
We're driving.
I did just read something that said, probably on social media, that said if it's less than a 7-hour drive, you should drive because the airlines are so short-staffed. But I'm thinking Michigan's a little longer than 7 hours.
It is not 7 hours. It is 3 days. Oh, my goodness. So I drove it a year ago, and I had to drive it because I had to drop a car off. And I did it by myself, and it actually was fine. I listened to a lot of podcasts. That was really enjoyable. I listened to a couple of audiobooks. I enjoyed my alone time, and my children will be playing video games. It will be as if it's alone time.
You know, there are things that I thought, okay, when I have kids, I'm never going to do this. But I will tell you what, electronics on a road trip, love them.
Okay, so my husband still does not like the kids to be on electronics or watch TV on a road trip. I'm thinking, why? Then they fight and they talk to us, and I don't want any of
that.
You
have to deal with. You know what, though? I don't know. I have a love-hate relationship. In some ways, I'm so impressed with the things my kids can do and the videos they can make. Mm-hmm. I mean, even for my business, my daughter's been making some videos, and I'm pretty impressed with what she can do.
I think that I have a mixed feelings about it. I do want them to stay entertained, and frankly, my kids get car sick very easily. So if they're playing video games, they're not moving around a lot, which is what causes them to get car sick. So I do have a real reason that I just want them to sit still. I don't want vomit in my car.
That's true. Okay. Next question. Are you taking the dog or not taking the dog?
No, we are not taking the dog. We have decided that taking a dog on a trip is hard. But I think we're planning this to be a road trip, and my kids are excited about it. Just with the cost of airline tickets, and
yeah,
then I don't have a car when I'm there. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, and we've never done it. We've never driven, so we're going to try it this time. We'll see how that goes. And then one of my middle sons, like I have a 17 kids, I have my younger middle son. He is at camp all summer. He is 12. Junior high isn't my favorite age, and especially not with boys. Maybe not with girls. I don't know.
Not with girls either. I think this has been, it's been a challenging 2 years.
Yeah. Junior high wasn't my favorite with my two older ones. It's not my favorite with my younger junior higher right now. But he is so excited. He has gone to so many like week long camps this summer already. To him, this is the best summer of his life. So I'm like, okay, win-win for both of us.
When I stopped working in the corporate world, that was one thing I told my husband is we don't have many summers left. Mm-hmm. I mean, and when I think about it this way, 5 years and my daughter will be off at college. I mean, I guess technically I get four more summers. And so I really stack a lot of my work when the school year starts. And in the summer, I try to work less hours. But I mean, so we're going to do that crazy 3-week trip.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to come home. We're going to go to a family reunion in Arkansas, not driving, flying. And then we're going to come home from that and literally 3 days later, get on another plane and we're going to take a retirement cruise for my dad, which originally was a pre-pandemic cruise that we had planned, never went on it. So I just said, all right, we're going to squeeze it all in this summer.
Well, and we have designed our lives, my husband and I, that we have jobs that are flexible, that we're able to take time off when we need it. We can work remotely if we need to. I have worked on far too many vacations in my life.
Yeah.
And so my trip to Europe, I will not work. It just really won't be possible. When we went to Colorado at the beginning of June, I worked a little bit. I just had to. But when I go to Michigan,
I think that's a bad thing, though, for your kids to see you work. And, yeah. And I'm the same, like on the 3-week trip, for sure. I can't not, you know, touch work for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And my family reunion, I mean, there'll be a couple hours here and there. The cruise is going to be my trip that I really try to unplug. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I like that my kids see me work. I want them to know it's okay to work hard and be successful and design the life the way that you want it to look.
I think that my kids have different ideas of what they want to be when they grow up by watching us. You know, my younger son, we were talking about this yesterday. He asked me if I knew what he wanted to be when he grew up. It used to be a miner. Hey, he likes to dig.
He could strike gold.
That would be his ultimate dream. But he told me yesterday, he said, no, Mom, I don't think I want to be a miner anymore. I think I want to be a mailman. And then he told me why it was weird. And then he was like, well, actually, I think I want to be a first grade teacher. Well, no, maybe a second grade teacher. He's going into second grade. So I think that that was why. But he was, and he had all these ideas of how he was going to teach second grade. And all of them had to do with Among Us and how they were going to play this game and rule the classroom as they were in Among Us. If you've ever.
Oh, I remember that. My kids used to play that game.
I did too. Okay. So funny enough, I used to play that game when I was a little girl. Like, this is what I would do if I was a teacher. And guess what? I became a teacher. I'm not a teacher anymore, but I was a teacher for 8 years. And I remember being a little girl thinking, this is how I would do my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think us having this lifestyle where we have a lot of freedom and a lot of choice, that we have specifically created this way. Now, it took some time. I did share how old I was. It wasn't like this is how it was from the day I had kids, but that was our end goal.
I always knew that I wanted success. I wanted an income that could provide choices. I said, you know, I didn't need to be rich, but I wanted an income big enough that I had choices. And so I was working through college when a lot of my friends were partying. I was running an international supply chain, you know, before age 30. So I would say my 20s, I worked really, really hard. My early 30s, as kids were, you know, born and young, I was still working really hard. But now I've just turned 40. And I do feel like all that work, why they were young, here's what I'll tell the young moms and judge, if you will, they don't remember.
So I think that too.
I feel like working so hard when they were little, did I miss some firsts? Absolutely. Were they in daycare full time? Yes, they were in the most amazing daycare. I still love her. Shout out to Miss Kelly and Miss Monica. They were awesome, but they don't remember those years. But what they do remember is going to Amsterdam. They remember going to Paris. They will remember this summer. I mean, they are just so excited that to me, I think the 3-week trip is going to be chaos. They're super excited. And then like, and then we go on a family reunion. We're going to go on a cruise. And
well, and I look at like
awesome.
My son who's going to daycare all summer. He is so excited to show up every day. He's like, for days before his daycare start, before the Y camp started, he was like, how many more days till I get to go to the Y? To him, me working made no difference. What it meant to him is he gets to do that camp that he loves to do, which is exciting to me. So I agree with you. I used to really worry about that I wasn't home enough because I did work when my oldest son was born. I thought I wasn't home enough when he was little. He would go to his grandma's house and I felt so bad. But then my mother-in-law, that was his grandma that he went to, when she passed away, he missed her so much. And I thought, I'm so glad he had the opportunity to spend so much time with her because I was working. So instead of me having that negative mindset of, oh, I'm working too much, I'm not spending enough, I was giving him an opportunity to have a really close relationship with his grandma that maybe he wouldn't have had if I hadn't worked so much. So when we're allowing our kids to go to daycare or whatever your babysitting situation is, you're giving your kids opportunities to have relationships with people other than yourself. And you don't know where those relationships are going to go. They could be the best relationship they've ever had in their life or the best experience they've ever had. And
that's awesome. And I mean, and he's probably one of your children that, you know, had that relationship where the other ones didn't. But
she was so young when she passed away. So he was really the only one. And he still remembers. I think he was 9 when she passed away. So, I mean, he obviously was old enough to remember. But if I had been like, oh, no, I have to be the one who bees with you, who is with you all the time, then I would have robbed him of that relationship. So really, working moms out there, you're doing your kids a favor.
Yeah, don't feel the guilt. I just...
The mom guilt.
I'm done with the mom guilt. I'm truly, I mean, I'm okay with it.
I always think, oh, you know, everybody's going to talk. People talk about like what kind of podcast they want to do. And they're always so similar. Like, oh, I want to do this kind of podcast. I'm thinking, I know like 17 that are like this. And if you would have told me before we just had this conversation, oh, we're going to do a podcast on mom guilt, I'm like, oh, that's never been done before. But it's real. I mean, I don't know how to get around that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and
my son was 9 before I realized what a benefit it was that he had spent so much time with his grandma. I mean, it took me 9 years. So it's not, I wish I had the benefit of having known that when he was spending, I could have enjoyed those weekends he was gone.
Sounds like we're both going to have a busy summer. So as per usual, let's wrap up with a tip. So I'm going to give you my tip. My husband and I rarely pay for vacations, if you didn't know this about me. So we do operate with 2 credit cards, and it's probably against all the Dave Ramsey fans out there. But for my business and work expenses, I have a Marriott card because Marriotts are pretty much everywhere. Some people are Hilton people, but, you know, we stayed in the nicest hotel in Paris, beautiful view of the Eiffel Tower on points. And so everything business related goes on my Marriott card. We do pay it off at the end of the month. And then our gas, groceries, everything else goes on a Delta card because Delta is just kind of our preferred airline. Obviously, we're in Idaho. They've got lots of flights. You can get anywhere you want from Boise to Seattle or Boise to Salt Lake. And so most of our flights and hotel stays are on points. So there's a little tip for you. If you're good managing your money with credit card and you don't want to pay for vacation, we are not paying for any hotels this summer. I've got hotels booked in Arkansas, in California, in Coeur d'Alene. None of them. I haven't spent a dime. They're all booked on points and all of our airline. And now my husband travels for work as well. So we do get some miles and points there. But most of it comes from our spending. So if you want to capitalize on your spending, I mean, you got to put gas in the car and buy groceries, put food on the table. And if you can manage your money well and pay them off every month, that's my one caveat. It is a great way to travel for virtually free.
I need to take a lesson from you. That's one of those things that my husband and I have talked about recently, that we are not taking advantage of things that we probably should. And that was like number one on our list. My mom tip for summertime is to just kind of go with whatever happens. So we're taking this road trip and I have some plans about what I think is going to happen along the way. But you know, if we see a giant ball of yarn and my kids want to stop, you know, we're just going to stop. My tip is to get off of your schedule. I am very calendar driven and schedule driven. Sometimes it's okay to do the random stop for ice cream. And I know my husband and I are both very driven by our schedule. He's very offended with Idella. He always says, am I on a schedule? I said, yes, you are. You do the same thing every day. That's a schedule. But we're going camping this weekend for the first time. Not the first time camping. We bought a camper. It's the first time camping in this camper. And we're picking it up tomorrow morning and we're leaving tomorrow night. And I'm stressing out about how are we going to get out of here? We wanted to leave at this time. And he looked at me. He said, you know what? If we leave late, we leave late. It stays light till really late at night. So what difference does it make? We're just trying it out. It's okay. And it was a good mindset change.
And I feel like some of that comes with age. I was super high strung as a new young mom mm-hmm. in my 30s. And I feel like now I have more of the attitude. We're actually leaving today to drive 4 hours to a softball tournament.
And here we are.
Here we are. And, you know, last night we said, we want to leave by noon. Well, things kept creeping up on my work calendar, my husband's work calendar. And we just looked at each other and he's like, is it really the worst thing if we leave 2 hours later? No. So I love that tip. Just go with it.
Well, and I think it can be applied to a lot of things. Now, this is not a bash to anybody or to you if you did this. Okay. So I'm going to just preface it with that. I know there are people who want their kids on a very specific sleeping schedule. You miss a lot when you do that. If your kid can only take a nap at home from 1 to 3 every day, there are benefits to it. Don't get me wrong. I would say that we were mostly on a schedule when my babies were little. But I also had older kids. Sometimes I could not dictate things because of my older children. But then it also allowed me to be more flexible, even when I didn't have to be. I do see sometimes new moms doing that. And you can't know. And I have a kid who says,
you can't use age as an argument. I have a kid who says that to me all the time. But I can. I can look back and go, you know what? It did not matter if my kid didn't or did sleep the 2 hours every day. So that's just my nap thing. And I'm sorry if you are on a nap schedule and you're good with it, keep it. You're fine.
Well, and you don't remember those things. Like you say, you're calendar driven. I always say I'm very calendar aware. We both love our calendars. But I don't remember what my schedule was 5 years ago. And I don't remember whether my kids slept or they didn't. And I felt like I was always on the go. And I remember someone telling me when I was pregnant, you can't have that lifestyle. You and your husband take off. You know, it's so last minute. You guys are so spur of the moment. You won't be able to do that when you have kids. And I remember my mom telling me, yes, you will, but you have to keep doing it.
Well, you know, the real key is I'm really calendar driven and I really care about how things are on my calendar, but I write that calendar. I can rewrite it if I want. If I want to change something, that's my prerogative. I have it there, so I remember I wanted to do that in the first place.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's up to me to make that calendar. No one's making it for me. No one said, this is how you have to do it. You know, honestly, if you want to put on there that your baby sleeps from 1 to 3 and that is what you've chosen to do, that's your prerogative. And you can own that and say, this is what I'm doing. I have to do it because I don't like that. We are making these choices. And if that's the choice you want to make, great. I think that's wonderful. But know where your flexibility lies, and you really have a lot more control over that flexibility than you think. You know, you told your mom you'd get there by 8 p.m. Well, what is she going to do if you get there at 10? Nothing. Stop and look at that ball of yarn or the giant thermometer or whatever.
And some of our best memories have been pulling off the freeway or the highway because we see a sign and the kids want. I remember there was this giant dinosaur off of the 10.
Oh, I know. Out like, you know, in Cabazon.
Yeah. And we kept driving by it. We were always in a hurry to get home for this or for that. And one day my daughter's like, someday I really just want to see that dinosaur. And my husband and I looked at each other and goes, I guess it's today.
I think I know where it is. I think I've been on a field trip. It's like Harupa or something like that.
Yeah, somewhere off the 10 in Palm
Springs. That's really funny.
But we looked at that dinosaur and you know what? We took photos of her and she looked at it and she was so happy. She was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5. There wasn't much to it. And you know what? I think it added like 25 minutes tops to our trip.
Okay. So I will tell you something I always wanted to do and never did, kind of along those same route. For all those people who are not from California or from Southern California who just don't care about this, now you might if you drive this way. When you go on Highway 79 out of Temecula, and Sean would go this way to fly when he was flying out in the desert. So my husband's a pilot. He flew out in the middle of the desert every weekend. There are these really tall bronze statues that I thought were really cool. And I always wanted to stop and take pictures of them.
Oh, yes. I know where those are. It's just like if you're ever going through Vegas, the stacked colored rocks.
Oh, I have stopped there.
Yeah, we've never stopped there. Now, that is one thing my daughter's like, next time we go to the 15.
Magic Mountains is what it's called.
Yes.
But you have to get off like 20 miles before it. So you have to get off in like Jean or at the very last exit out of Las Vegas. And it was supposed to be an art installation that was only there for 3 years. And for some reason, it's still there. So maybe because of COVID. I think because it was supposed to leave during COVID and now it's still there. But very cool. And okay. And very cool. And definitely go see it.
Awesome. Well, wrapping it up.
Yes. And we will be back again with more crazy mom stories soon, next week.
Join us for a conversation on Instagram. Comment with what you love or what you think we should talk about.
Thank you for joining us. We will be releasing a new episode every Wednesday, and we would love for you to join us next week.
Follow us on Instagram @JenandJuliePod.